We're doing the book Berumo Shel Olam about prayer. We were in the introduction, and he had quoted from Ramchal, from Derech Hashem. And we were in the middle of that quote, and he said that one of the systems Hashem created in the world is that when Hashem's creatures, when humanity wants to get shefa, wants to get abundance from above, so they arouse themselves, they come close to him, and they pray before him, and in accordance with their arousal, they will get abundance and blessing. And if they don't arouse themselves, they won't get. And that was point one in explaining the concept of prayer. Then he said that Hashem wants there should be good throughout the time. So Hashem gave us everyday service through which we will continue having abundance and blessing. Ve'omnam, but omek yoter yesh ba'inyan. There's greater depth to the concept of prayer. Ve'hu, and it is as follows. Ki ne ha'don baruch hu, because the Master blessed be he, natan la'adam de'a, he gave man the intellect, liot minaheg atzmo bo'olamo b'sechel u'vitvuna. We function in this world, and we understand. We know what we're doing. And we are given the responsibility to take care of our needs. You live in this world, you got to take care of yourself. Your responsibility. And this is based on two concepts. Firstly, man is given this elevated status that he's given the knowledge, the understanding that he is responsible for himself. You're an adult, right? You're responsible. And the second is so that man has what to do in this world, and he connects to things in the world. This is how he remains alive. This is not something holy. This is the dealing with the mundane. Meaning that's what you need. You deal with what you need right now. So we have concept number one. The idea of being self-sufficient is a status symbol. I can take care of myself. Hashem put me in this world where I'm supposed to take care of myself. And secondly is that I actually connect to the world because I need the world. I function in this world. So if I didn't need to do that, maybe I'd spend my whole day in Beis Medrash. Maybe I would spend my whole life detached from the world. That's not necessarily such a wonderful thing, but nonetheless it is. There are two concepts built into this idea that we are self-sufficient. We have to be self-sufficient. We have to also deal. The truth is, on the one hand, we're going down. We're dealing with the mundane. You go to a job interview. Here I was, Machon Meir, dealing with holy things. There I am going for a job interview. But it's a going down for the sake of going up. It's something, it's a necessary evil. There's this idea that we have to take all the spiritual things we've learned and apply them. We apply them when we deal with the mundane world. It's an important part of life. Got to deal. On the other hand, we have to ensure that we don't spend our whole life being mundane. A person can go down and deal with his needs and stay down and never come up again. Because if a person finds himself dealing and untangling the knots, the problems he has to deal with in the mundane world, so he could end up distance from the light above, and life can get darker and darker, which is what generally happens to people. People start out being idealistic, and then they do a little bit, and then they do a little bit more, and then they end up being so focused on their material needs that the spiritual part of life gets relegated to maybe a Shabbos afternoon. You know, that's when a person can be spiritual. And in fact, it's supposed to be the other way around. The time that I deal with the mundane is the time that I'm actually taking everything spiritual about me and applying it now in the mundane. I know a guy who runs he sells food, and every so often people come and he gives them free food, and they say it's your livelihood, and he says just because it's my livelihood doesn't mean I can't do chesed with it. The two aren't mutually exclusive. My livelihood is supposed to be something holy. I heard a nice Dvar Torah. We say in the Hoshanos and Sukkos, when we go around with the Lulav, we say Hoshana Pinat Yikrat. Hashem save that cherished corner. So a friend of mine opened a restaurant, and his rabbi came and told him, you know what that means? It means you should have a cherished corner in your business that's holy. You have to have the poor that you feed with your business as well. There should be a cherished corner in your business. This idea that we pray, the idea that before I go out to work, I start my day in shul. I stand before Hashem and I speak to Him. And I tell Him that I'm relying on Him before I go and deal with everything I deal with. And this is really His prime, His preempt, before I'm going to go and deal with all my efforts to succeed, I will first talk to Hashem. So then, if my prayer is first, then I won't get too entangled. I won't sink in the mundane, in the material world. Because before I went to that meeting, I prayed. And I recognized that He runs the show. And then a person doesn't sink too deeply. But rather, even as one deals all day, he is constantly supported by the prayer that preceded his daily dealings. What a beautiful view on prayer. You know, we tend to rush out of shul because we have to go to work. We tend to ask ourselves, which minyan will I go to? I have to get so many other things done. When in fact, this idea is, the prayer is what's going to get you focused. This is what keeps the balance.